Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. This is a Hierarchy episode 95.5. It's a historic day in America. In a few hours, Joe Biden is going to be inaugurated as the next president, the 46th president of the United States. And I wanted to make this podcast as kind of a just a prayer of gratitude, I guess, is how I would put it. It's very, very important to me, this inauguration and the end of Donald Trump's miserable reign over the United States. I'm going to tell a little story, okay, as to why. And I'm going to say this, preface this first by saying that this morning they released the acts that he intends to do on day one by executive order. The second one on the list is this one. It's number two on the list. It reads this way: end the Muslim travel ban. Now, for anybody that's followed the website over the years, knows a little bit about Baby Boy, okay? And I've referenced him on the website, and maybe you don't know who Baby Boy is, but I'm going to kind of explain it. In 2016, I met an 18-year-old boy through the website. He was just, I mean, he was gay, and he was searching for answers, and we got to be friends, on Messenger, Kick Messenger, when we would talk about poetry and things, because he wanted to go into school to be an English major. Well, after Trump was elected, Baby Boy wrote me a text the week after saying, "Congratulations on your new president." And I was furious because I was like, "You should know me better than that." And after I was done text ranting, he said, "Well, the people in my country are told that Donald Trump, Americans love Donald Trump." And it never occurred to me to ask where he was. I don't know why, but so I asked him, where are you from? And he said, Syria. And I was just horrified, because there was no more dangerous place on earth, particularly in 2016, than Syria for a gay kid, right? So I said, I need to talk to you. And so we spent a couple of months talking day and night on WhatsApp, just whenever we could, we were talking about, and he would fill me in on his life, and his life was really terrible. Like, he had been beaten very badly by his mother, and abandoned, and he was living alone, and he would get water like once a week, and it would have gasoline in it, and he could barely afford food, and he was barely making it. And so there was one Western Union location in all of Syria that was still open, and so I started sending him a little bit of money to try to help him, you know. One of the things about his life that was very impressive to me was when he was about 9 or so years old, he started watching American television shows whenever he could get the internet. You would watch American television shows with the subtitles in Arabic. And he would figure out the words from the subtitles, and he would practice how to say English words, you know. And he would walk through the streets of Syria practicing and practicing those, how to say those words like an American, because his dream was to come to America and be free. And he got good enough with English that he was able to scrape together some money to put himself into college. It was just, college in Syria is very cheap. But he managed to get together just enough money from tutoring kids in English that he could put himself into college, and that kept him out of the war there, okay? Anyway, so I began to formulate a plan to bring him to America to be with me, because I was scared for him. And he was my friend, you know. And I started even really, like, seriously looking into adoption papers or something to bring him to America. And then in February, right after the inauguration of Donald Trump, Trump signed an executive order banning Muslims from 7 Muslim nations. Syria was one of them. And that was a dark, dark day for me, because I didn't know what I was doing. And my only idea was I had a house here in America and I could bring him to me. And now that was getting cut off. And I had to have the hardest conversation with that baby boy that day when it happened. And I had to explain to him what happened. And he was confused, and he said, "But I thought America was a place where people could go to be free." And I said, "It is supposed to be that. But we have a racist for a president." Now, the story has a happy ending. But that boy had to risk his life multiple times to make it. And I was there with him every day, every hour, holding his hand virtually while he went through these things. And it's all because Trump closed the door on this boy whose only dream of being free was coming to America. So, seeing that awful order removed, it means everything to me. Even though he doesn't need it anymore, it's still meaningful to me. It means that if someday he chooses to come to America, he can. And that's what America's supposed to represent. And I want Americans to think about this. That little boy, he believed in America, the vision of America, so much that he taught himself English and taught himself how to speak like an American so that he could come and be free. And take it so much for granted. Anyway, That boy is my whole heart, and I love him unendingly. He's my son now. And everything that I do from now on in my life is for him. And I really, 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 I want to give him the life that he was denied. And I can do that now. Now that this awful, awful thing is being removed, this stain on America is being done away with. And I'm just so happy today. I know I don't sound like it, but I am very happy. And I just wanted to share that with you. Whenever you see and hear that Biden has removed that, just remember that it means more than just simply removing Trump. It is opening the doors to America and the promise of America again, okay? Because there are lots of people around the world who want that opportunity that baby boy wanted, okay? So, I know this isn't really a very happy hierarchy podcast, but I had to say this. So, thank you for listening. I'm gonna go watch America's Resurrection today. Wherever you are, I just wanted you to know that America is coming back to life again. And may we never, ever, ever forget what we are supposed to be. Not anymore. No more of this. Anyway, I will let you go, okay? I love you, and thank you for sharing this with me, okay? I love you. Bye.
6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm stepping through the streets. The pavement's cold and empty, got the blues beneath my feet. Big old sun is rising up so elegant and thin. Another day is over for a new day to begin.
And the word said, hey, it's a brand new day. And the word said, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a brand new day,
day,
hey. And the word said, ooh, it's a brand new day. The word said,
listen to the word, listen to the word, listen to the word.
It's a brand new,
it's just got to say, it's just got to say.
And the word said, hey.
Say, hey,
it's a brand new day.